On June 15th, the first troops of the Army of Northern Virginia, Robert A. Lee commanding, slip across the Potomac at Williamsport and begin the invasion of the North. It is an army of 70,000 men. They are rebels and volunteers. They are mostly unpaid and usually self-equipped. It is an army of remarkable unity, fighting for disunion. It is Anglo-Saxon and Protestant. Though there are many men who cannot read or write, they all speak English. They share common customs and a common faith, and they have been consistently victorious against superior numbers. They have as solid a faith in their leader as any veteran army that ever marched. They move slowly north behind the Blue Ridge, using the mountains to screen their movements. Their main objective is to draw the Union Army out into the open where it can be destroyed. By the end of the month, they are closing on Harrisburg, having spread panic and rage and despair through the North. Late in June, the Army of the Potomac, ever slow to move, turns north at last to begin the great pursuit, which will end at Gettysburg. It is a strange new kind of army, a polyglot mass of vastly dissimilar men fighting for Union. There are strange accents and strange religions and many who do not speak English at all. Nothing like this army has been seen upon this planet. It is a collection of men from many different places who have seen much defeat and many commanders. They are volunteers, last of the great volunteer armies, for the draft is beginning that summer in the North. They have lost faith in their leaders, but not in themselves. They think this will be the last battle, and they are glad that it is to be fought on their own home ground. They come up from the south, 80,000 men, up the narrow roads that converge toward the Blue Mountains. The country through which they march is some of the most beautiful country in the Union. It is the third summer of the war.